All right, continuing on now. Watching a crazy video of a mountain lion on somebody's back porch scratching the glass trying to eat the dog. Yeah, it was just a mountain lion on the porch, honey. Nothing to worry about there. Nothing to worry about there. Anyhow, Omicron is probably it's a big overblown story is what I'm going to tell you. Omicron has been detected in 40 countries now, which means it's been around the world and back a couple of times. I mean, just to be honest, Omicron, the new COVID variant, has been around the world and back a couple of times already, no question. But it's a weaker version. It's a weaker version. In fact, I want to go to bite number four, because as I have been telling you for a couple of weeks now, it's probably good news. If you have a weak version of COVID, that can go around the world and people can get infected by it, but they don't have bad outcomes, it's more like a cold, well, that's where the pandemic finally comes to a screeching halt. Because you'd want to crowd out, I mean, the Delta variant still accounts for 99% of all cases of COVID. The Delta variant's been rough, as we all know. And so, I guess we'll see here. Let's go to bite number four. Go.
Let me calm everybody down. First, to your point, in South Africa, over the first 2 weeks where they've logged it, if you're vaccinated or if you got over COVID and you get Omicron, it's almost definitely mild. Most of the hospitalizations over this period have had Omicron as an associated diagnosis. They came in with a heart attack, they had the variant, or they had SARS-CoV-2. That's the first couple of weeks. We're monitoring this. You know what makes everyone so frightened and panicked? It's this constant, we don't know. We don't know. It's spreading, but we don't know. Well, it's spreading. It seems to be very contagious, but today a study came out which showed that it has part of a cold virus to it. That could be good news.
All right.
So it could be good news, Judge. It could crowd out
COVID.
It could crowd out Delta and end up being milder.
Now, that was my point. It ends up being milder, and there you go. And that would be the hope. Again, if you missed it, that's how the Spanish flu came to an end. So we're hoping that COVID will get crowded out. But so that was Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox, all right, saying, listen, no serious outcomes anywhere. 40 countries now, no serious outcomes, no deaths, right? But over on MSNBC, the fearmongers convention still going on. That guy is throwing out the idea of a twin epidemic, mutual pandemic, which is nuts. Anyhow, go to bite number six. Listen to what they're doing at the fearmongers convention. Six, go.
Mid-2021, there was a Delta variant that came out of an unvaccinated population in India, and that was even more transmissible. And it outcompeted and quickly took over the United States. All we've been seeing for the last few months is Delta, and that's caused our devastating wave across the southern part of the United States in the summer. Now there's some concern that Omicron can outcompete or outplace Delta. That's a pretty high bar. I mean, Delta's been the most transmissible variant that we have. So I've been postulating, at least for a while, we're likely going to have both. We're going to have a twin epidemic of Delta and Omicron.
And I want to share something with you from California, right? Bite 11 is what I want to share with you here. Because it seems the iconic In-N-Out Burger restaurants, California thing, by the way, they're great. In-N-Out Burgers are great. But in Los Angeles, they're serving up a steaming hot order of FU is In-N-Out. Over demands from the government that they police customers about vaccination status with a side of try that and we'll see you in court. Bite 11, roll it.
You know, I don't really spend much time thinking about what other people are saying publicly. What I really want to focus on is how to get to a solution and solve a problem.
No, did I get the wrong thing here? Bite 11's the In-N-Out Burger deal. So it is. I'm assuming you don't have it there, Nathan. It's a lot every day, I'll tell you that. Anyhow, In-N-Out Burger says that they're by law or by order or whatever it is, they are supposed to ask any customer that wants to eat inside. They have to get proof of their vaccination status and so on and so forth. And they're not asking. They're not really interested in asking and talking about that. All right, let's see if we got it. Go.
In-N-Out is one of the most iconic and popular restaurant chains in Los Angeles. But with it flouting the city's new rule and thumbing their nose at L.A., what will happen next?
Can I get number one with mustard and ketchup?
At the In-N-Out in Hollywood, it's business as usual.
No onion.
And business as usual could be a problem for Southern California's iconic burger chain, because restaurant employees are required now to ask for proof of vaccination if you want to eat indoors in the city of L.A. And if they don't do that, they can be fined now.
Will that be for here?
Yeah, for here.
The In-N-Out worker did not ask for proof of vaccination, and neither were any of the other customers in line when we were there.
Yeah, they're not asking. They're not interested in playing that game. Mm-mm. Nope. Oh, here's a little story for you. If your house is infested with snakes, don't try to smoke them out. You see, a homeowner in Poolesville, Maryland, just outside of D.C., attempting to use smoke to purge the snakes from the house, but he caught the house on fire, did about $1 million in damage because he burned the place to the ground. Does insurance cover it if you burn your own house down by accident? I'm thinking no. I'm thinking you're going to need to read the fine print. Yeah, read the fine. Burning your own house down by accident, trying to get out snakes, not covered. Quick break. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Roadways should still be rather clear for you this afternoon, not seeing any backups or accidents. Not seeing any backups or accidents at this time on our MDOT traffic cams. Do be aware, southbound.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Roadways should still be rather clear for you this afternoon. Not seeing any backups or accidents.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor.
Not seeing any backups or accidents at this time on our MDOT traffic.